Chapter 76. 3, 2, 1. The thrust is incredible. Not only does Mars have lighter gravity, reducing the power necessary to escape it, but man, do we have power! This Marsonium stuff is like nothing I've ever seen. Like nothing anyone's ever seen. Goodbye, Mars. Except for a few containers of the new element, we've left everything behind. The nearly finished dome, solar array, mining gear, the rover. Hopefully, there'll be another private mission, another group of starry-eyed visionaries who will pick up where we left off and take us a few steps farther. I feel sad, in a way, not completing it, but really? Ever since the discovery of the mystery element, and especially with Zach's death, I've been itching to get home. My real home. Martha, how's the new fuel system?
Within operating parameters, 5% hotter than estimated.
Is that significant?
Nominal.
We're being pushed back into our headrests, our cheeks smushing against our jaws, and somewhere in storage I imagine Zach Larson whooping and waving his arms out the window of his convertible. Just in case, we've got full spacesuits on, although if even the slightest thing goes wrong with the fuel or the oxygen production, we might as well have wrapped ourselves in toilet paper. Daniels is already in term sleep, and if all goes well, we'll be joining him shortly. I hope everyone's feeling sleepy. Aurora groans. Can we pick different dreams this time? No more running. I'm exhausted. Tell me about it. You don't have to dream about my mother. Good afternoon, Pepper. I open my eyes. It's Jane. She's driving a tractor trailer. I'm sure it's filled with brie-colored armoires, and I'm in the passenger seat. She likes to say good afternoon when I wake up anytime after dawn. It's like a flaw waking up at a reasonable hour like normal people. Wait, this is feeling extremely real. Is it real? Here, she hands me a sandwich. Roast beef. Nope, it's a dream. Thank you. And suddenly I remember. Jane, Mom, you were right. I'm always right. I meant about the element, everything. Wasteway and the government were hiding the data for decades. You're acting so surprised. I told you that months ago. I know, but I didn't believe you. She smiles at me, a foreign smile for her face, quite maternal, actually. Have you ever heard the story of the prodigal son?
Yes, I was just thinking about it the other day.
It's about the boy who leaves home but realizes he belonged back there all along. Right, kid? Wrong story.
Excuse me?
The story's about the boy who leaves home and loses it all and has to come groveling back.
Well, that's just sad. I like my version better.
You're missing the point. The point is that it's all our stories. We think we know everything. But we never really know our place until we go off on our own and we lose it all. I look at her, confused. Come on, I thought you were the smart one. Listen, until we're stripped of everything, we know nothing. And then we learn it for ourselves and that brings us home. She grins. Hey, this is going to be a long trip. You want a meal in a bag? I wave it off and hold up my roast beef. I may know nothing, but I know I don't want one of those. Suit yourself. She begins to snake the tube, pink this time, up and over her ear and into her nose. It's no less gross in my dreams. Then she looks over, smiles again, and begins choking.
Pepper! Pepper, there's a leak! There's a leak!
I can feel my heart racing, but I can't reach out to help her. I'm paralyzed. Something's wrong. This doesn't feel like a dream. Paper, paper. I open my eyes. The inside of the term sleep pod. Are we there already? Paper, paper.
Huh? Martha?
I'm sorry to wake you so early, but there's a leak.